Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I know I keep chasing down on this guy. I can't help myself on it. But one thing I need to be pointing out here. We are 3 weeks away currently from my wife's chemotherapy being finished. Now, this has been a long haul. 20 chemotherapy treatments. 20 will be the final tally. And then another year of treatment coming up in 2022. This is a very aggressive form of treatment. I don't know why it's so aggressive. This is what they decided to do. So on those days, if you figure out that I'm not here, that's what's going on. FYI. And now back to the subject matter. Chase Bodine. This guy is a gaslighter. He's a let-him-out Soros Finance District Attorney of San Francisco. He's got a recall coming up, but he emotes for the cameras. He declares his fealty to law and order. He occasionally meets victims at town halls. And on the record, he deplores crime for the media. But then we find out what he does in private to real crime victims, which is enough to make anybody sick. Enter the Marina Times, a bona fide investigative reporting outfit that is otherwise known as a community newspaper and has the goods on what Chase is like behind closed doors. It goes into the story of a seemingly sorry character, a tenderloin ex-junkie, who was said to be trying to move out and get her life together after having a baby who was coldly shot in the face by two thugs, reportedly MS-13 gang members, over her refusal to hand them her day's earnings after selling stuff on the street. The woman, Emma DeYo, 32, was shot dead. The trigger man dropped his gun and walked off while his sidekick picked it up and took it, apparently to hide the evidence. The trigger man dropped his gun and walked off. They certainly seem to be aware of the laws of evidence there. When the matter came to Chase Bodine, the district attorney in charge of putting killers away, he refused to charge them and let them walk. One of them is reportedly trying to get into the Navy now, quite possibly as a means of claiming veteran status, getting an easy route to U.S. citizenship, or avoiding deportation. But it turns out the young victim had a white family over in Manteca, California, who adopted her as a small child following her horrific early life in Ethiopia during the time of starvation and murder. She struggled with flashbacks and obviously got into self-medication with drugs, which put her in a bad position in the Tenderloin, placed there by welfare bureaucrats, apparently, which she nevertheless was trying to get away from. The white family sought a meeting with young Chase to explain why the thugs needed charging and putting away, and instead of a phony concerned troll face from him, as you might expect given his modus operandi, he was cold. Icy cold. And the account from the victims is sort of creepy, and we get this. David, Emma's white stepfather, sat in a room with Bodine, his then chief of staff Christine Soto Deberry, a victim's advocate, and Diane Knowles, a 34-year veteran of the district attorney's office. David said there wasn't a dry eye in the house except Chase and Christine. They weren't crying. In the video, David pointed out how Emma raised the milk crate up for protection, at which point Figueroa shot her face to face. Bodine shook his head and said, "It's self-defense." And Emma also had a knife. David was stunned. He said, "What knife?" he asked. Kevin had a gun. Emma had a milk crate. Bodine remained steadfast, telling David the knife in Emma's hand was visible in the video. Now, this is a stepfather watching his daughter get shot, the stepdaughter get shot. So, in order to figure out what this guy was talking about, he came back to watch the video a second time. And he said, "Look at Emma. She's running away. How is that self-defense? And what about intent? He left and came back with a gun, and you're saying that's not at least second-degree murder?" And he said, Jason Bodine just stared at him and said, "No, a judge would never go for that. Plus, we never recovered the gun, so we can't charge him." And he said, "You never found the knife Emma supposedly had either." Jason said, "We see it in the video." And Dad said, "You see the gun in the video?" Jason then just said, it doesn't work like that. And at this point, Dad was thinking, "I can't just jump across the table and choke him to death because I'll never get out of here." But he was thinking about it. So determined to get justice for Emma, David returned to watch the video a third time with Bodine. He said that when you're looking at Bodine and you're reading his energy, it's like, "I'm not doing anything on this. I have to sit here and listen to the victim's family wasting my time." And both he and his aide, Christine, were incredibly cold. After the third time they watched it, Chaser repeated it was self-defense. "I told Chaser and Christine I would take it to the feds." Chaser said, "That's your right." I looked straight at him and asked, "How do you sleep at night?" What a waste of humanity is this Chaser Bodine? Mr. Yeo said he was trying to make Emma the aggressor and these gang members the victims. He made every excuse. It was self-defense. Emma was little, 5 feet tall. She had Wolf Parkinson's disease, which weakens the heart, so she couldn't exert a lot of energy, and she just had a C-section. She was not up for fighting. According to Emma's friends, the killers boasted about the murder. They were using the N-word, saying how that's their corner. Now they've claimed it. The hardest part is that they're out there living their lives and don't care they killed Emma because Chaser Bodine won't do anything. She was expendable. She was a black woman in the Tenderloin. They can't possibly understand that Emma was somebody's daughter. She was my daughter. As for Mr. Bodine, Mrs. DeVoe feels the same way as her husband. He doesn't care. He kept saying, "It's not my fault. I didn't have any say-so in this. It was the judge's fault." But judges take the recommendations from the DA. So he's basically telling people, "Come to San Francisco. You can kill someone and get a pass." He says he's there for victims, for black and brown people in marginalized communities. But he doesn't actually give a damn. And apparently, he doesn't believe in any right to self-defense either. And the point is that Emma was minding her own business and being attacked by ogres who belonged in jail. And whether she had a knife or a milk crate, that's irrelevant. She was being attacked by savage criminals, and she got murdered in cold blood. And instead of caring about that, Chaser tried to gaslight the parents that the case would never hold up in court, and gave a phony baloney story about self-defense, suggesting that no one is allowed to defend themselves from predators, which isn't the law. He gave bad law and let a pair of monsters out who had clearly murdered someone so that they could prey on others. And then he had the nerve to act coldly and indifferently to the grieving parents as if they were just some annoying problem. It's unbelievable. The behavior of a cold communist commissar or a sleazy tourist, which figures in this background. I've looked at some of Chaser Bodine's very dull, very gaslighty books, which he wrote to impress the Rhodes Committee ahead of getting his Rhodes Scholarship. Not worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Many of you, you young whippersnappers out there, you were not even Planned Parenthood targets back when inflation was last a thing. It was back in the late 70s. I was coming up on graduating out of high school. I had a 74 Camaro. It was an abysmal car, but it was cool at the time. A lot of you associate the late 70s with funky clothing and disco music. That was a miserable decade, and it's associated with economic malaise, and nobody include, you know, notably including a massive inflation and 18% interest rates at the time. Think about 18% interest, all you folks with an adjustable rate loan. You're spoiled by cheap money and low inflation. And you're about to learn a lesson in economics. Because when Uncle Sucker prints a lot of money and there are fewer things to buy, you get inflation. Prices rise. And your standard of living falls. Despite the economic insights of Joe Biden and his little cast of mutants, there's no changing this. And no, inflation is not evidence that all is well. That's like a leper saying, well, now that my big toe fell off, there's less stuff to be infected. I am cured. You're already seeing the results of the flood of fiat money wished into being by a leftist Congress. We have not gone full Weimar yet, but if they pass this BBB thing, life will be a cabaret, my friend. If you have a car right now, good for you. It's worth a lot more than it was 6 months ago. You can sell it and make a profit. I scored by finding a car in June of 2021, and I bought it. I did pay sticker for it. I did not pay more than sticker for it, but I did pay sticker for it. And it's worth more than it was when I bought it. But if you need a new or used car, uh-oh. Because between the supply chain problems getting new vehicles, because the manufacturers can't get parts to build them, and once they do, there's the nightmare of moving what cars they do have to the dealers, plus the shortage of old ones to sell used, it's a nightmare. Of course, harumph, obviously, Trump is to blame, plus insurrectionists and transphobes. So, you pull up to the pump, maybe in California, where it's at least $5 a gallon. My fine pick-em-up truck that I bought in June of 21 takes about $80 to fill up. I don't have to commute that far, which is nice, but if you do, now you're in big trouble. And now our desiccated old pervert of a president was crowing last week about how great it is that prices have gone down a whopping 0.07% or 0.07 cents in the last few weeks. Now, putting aside that this assertion of prices dropping is something that you would normally find in a pasture, gas went it's gone up a buck and a half over the last year. And the answer is really very simple. It's not as complex as some people might want to say. When you shut down pipelines and oil exploration to appease the angry weather goddess worshipped by the pagans in Manhattan and Santa Monica, you get less oil. Less supply, same or more demand, it's not hard to figure out. We could increase the supply, but maybe he figures that this is just what they'll expect. And when that freak staggered into office, we were energy independent. And now he's begging sheiks to pump up the pumping volume. The indignity of America groveling is a feature of the America-hating jerks who are Americans sort of elected to run America. Head into the meat department, and the ground beef you used to use to make cheeseburgers, like a real American, is twice as expensive as it was. Ribeye and New York cuts are astronomical. Pretty soon we'll be paying $1,000 for a wheelbarrow to cart our cash to the Safeway. And again, the people who rule you and hate you love this. Inflation is a punishment for you existing. You should not be driving. Free people drive. Nor should you be eating food you like. That's a prerogative of free people too. To deny you the ability to do these things is part of the point. You must be conditioned to accept less, to take what you're given by them. You know, your masters. COVID conditioning is part of this too. They want you to learn to accept arbitrary rules. If the rules make no sense, if they contradict what you were told a week before, okay, so what? That's even better. The idea is to train you to submit to them, to accept less, and to accept their commands, regardless of how ridiculous they are. But there's one small problem. Our leftist enemy is arrogant and ignorant, and that's a really bad combo. Leftists talk only to each other in their blue bubbles, egged on by MSNBC, CNN, given to, you know, come to a common consensus and proceed. But they ignore everybody else, and after all, we're the sheep meant to obey and to be sheared. The problem is, at least for now, and outside of big blue cities, we normal people still get to vote, and we are angry. Very, very angry. Inflation is devastating our families. It's not such a big problem when your diversity consulting gig pays you mega bucks. But for people just getting by, especially after the same ruling caste screwed up the economy panicking over the pandemic, inflation is devastating. And the polls show voters are steamed, even though the legacy media obediently tries to push the narrative that all is well. A 6.8 inflation rate is a 6.8% tax on every single dollar, with no deductions or loopholes. And the real rate is not even 6.8%. That's the phony baloney consumer price index that was designed to hide the real inflation rate. Housing costs went up something like 30%, and math, which is now racist for some reason, teaches that 30% is a lot more than 6.8%. Democrats are still salivating at paying off their deadbeat constituents with the Build Back Better boondoggle, which is about as popular as toe fungus in Joe Manchin's West Virginia. His constituents strongly disapprove, and Joe Manchin is key to getting the bare minimum to pass it. Manchin holds strong, he'll be doing his garbage party a huge favor. Inflation will have a huge effect in the next election. But we're going to see if he holds. We're going to see if it's defeated. It needs to be defeated. I'm done with this. Okay, we'll get him next time. I'm done with that part of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A historic windstorm tore through several central states, leaving a 500,000 people in the dark. The storm kicking up winds as high as 100 miles an hour in some places, with 18 tornadoes reported in Iowa and Nebraska. The latest storms come after at least 88 people were killed across five states in last weekend's tornadoes. Democrats failed to keep a self-imposed promise of passing the Build Back Better Act by Christmas. Now Senate Democrats are turning their attention to how to pass a voting rights bill.
I joined with a number of my colleagues in detailed conversations about how the Senate will get voting rights done in time for the 2022 elections.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking there. Democrats are also discussing how to get around the Senate filibuster rules. This is USA Radio News. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is providing an update on the cleanup efforts in the wake of severe weather and tornadoes that tore through communities in western Kentucky. The governor issuing a stern message for people looking to take advantage of the devastation.
If you were somebody out there that would even consider looting someone's home that's lost everything, shame on you. We will find you. We will arrest you. It is absolutely despicable.
Another person in Kentucky has died, bringing the total confirmed deaths in the state from the severe weather to 75. A bill aimed at pushing back against China's treatment of the Uyghur Muslim minority is going to President Biden's desk. The Senate passing the measure unanimously after it cleared the House earlier this week. The bill bans imports from China's Xinjiang region over concerns about forced labor. The White House said Biden will sign the measure when it gets to him. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load.
Now, I want you to understand one thing about me. And I'm the only one I'm going to attribute this to. I am against violence against all innocent people. And there are innocent people of every creed, color, religion, all out there. And I'm against violence against them at all times. I am not prejudiced. I'm not racist. I don't care what anybody else says. Their opinion means nothing to me. Because one thing I've been noticing, you know, we supposedly had this racial reckoning occur after the George Floyd death. And one thing I've noticed is it has sure gotten a lot of black people killed. Now, according to the FBI, amid the extravaganza of violence following Floyd's death in 2020, we had an additional 2,400 black males and 405 black females killed compared to 2019. That is the largest year-to-year increase in homicide in U.S. history. And my question is, why? Why? So far this year, 615 black people have been killed in Chicago, out of a total of 767 homicide victims. 164 in Baltimore, out of 323. Although there's the race of 144 murder victims is somehow unknown. 373 people have been shot to death in Philadelphia, out of 460 fatal shootings. All of this makes me wonder if we wouldn't be better off encouraging the violent elements of the black underclass to stop acting out instead of ginning up their anger by relentlessly pounding away at systemic racism. Perhaps our prestige media could help if they told disaffected urban youth that they're not heroes when they shoot up neighborhood block parties and beat up their teachers or fight with the police. Instead, the elites tell them the exact opposite. The exact opposite. The most celebrated entry in the white people are out to get you genre is Michelle Alexander's 2010 book, The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Color Blindness. Alexander, who is only half black, always the loudest of the anti-racism rallies, argues that the criminal justice system labels black men felons in order to deny them basic human rights, such as the right to vote, exactly like under Jim Crow. It has sold a gazillion copies, mostly by the virtue of being mandatory reading in every college and high school across the nation. Although Alexander claims that gobs of black men are in prison solely because of racism, there's another possible explanation. And listen, I'm just going by data. Black men commit a lot of crime. Black people are only 13% of the U.S. population, and yet they commit 33% of all violent crime, not including murder, according to the Department of Justice. That's not a figure whipped up by the police with their systemic racism. It's based on how victims describe their attackers. On the plus side, although only 13% of the population, black people are 90% of television commercial models. Data. When it comes to murder, the most reliable crime statistic, because a dead body can't be intimidated or threatened, black people are an absolute majority of those arrested. And consider that the astonishingly low clearance rate for random shootings like in Chicago and Philadelphia, which is 5 to 11% and 21% respectively, means that a lot of murders don't lead to anybody being arrested. It's highly unlikely that people outside of the urban area are committing the drive-by shootings. The New York City Police Department keeps more detailed criminal statistics than most. In 2020, the city's population was 33% white, 29% Hispanic, and 23% black. And yet, 96% of all shootings were committed by blacks or Hispanics. More than 72% were committed by black people alone. Just 1.4% of the shootings were committed by white people. Also from the report, rape suspects are more frequently black, 49.4%. The race ethnicity of known felonious assault suspects is most frequently black, 53.1%. The race ethnicity of known grand larceny suspects is most frequently black, 60.7%. Misdemeanor crime, sex crime suspects are mostly frequently black, 45.8. Misdemeanor assault suspects are mostly frequently black, 51.5. The race ethnicity of known petty larceny suspects, black, 55.9. Misdemeanor criminal mischief suspects are most frequently black, 52.7, and so on, etc., etc. And this is not because they're black, mind you. This is because they live in Democratic areas where they have been subject to Democratic policies for quite some time. Surely Alexander must have some killer examples of innocent black men rotting in prison solely because they're black. After all, it's her book that launched the whole mass incarceration craze, with the zealots and the idiots and the idiot zealots demanding that all black men be released from prison. And pronto, Trump to Biden in the very first debate, you called them super predators, and I'm not letting people out of jail now. This is how Alexander begins her book. Jarvis Cotton cannot vote, like his father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and great-great-grandfather. He's been denied the right to participate in our electoral democracy. Cotton's great-great-grandfather could not vote as a slave. His great-grandfather could not vote as a slave. His great-grandfather was beaten to death by the KKK for attempting to vote. His grandfather was prevented from voting by Klan intimidation. His father was barred from voting by poll taxes and literacy tests. Today, Jarvis Cotton cannot vote because he, like many black men in the United States, has been labeled a felon and is currently on parole. Well, what did Mr. Cotton do that got him labeled a felon? No doubt something your typical white person does every day, right? Well, he shot to death a 17-year-old high school kid after robbing him and his friends at gunpoint, then escaped from jail with help from his mother and fled from Mississippi to Brooklyn, where he lived under an alias for 5 years before being captured again. Unbelievingly, he continued living in New York for another year while left-wing groups sued to block his extradition to Mississippi, finally losing 8-0 in the New York Court of Appeals. I wonder if Ms. Alexander realizes she left out the murder jailbreak part. Maybe she just ran out of space, because it was only a 421-page book. And I can't speak to the accuracy about the stories about his grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, although I have some doubts about Alexander's reliability as a narrator. But I'm pretty sure he lost the vote, the right to vote, not because white people are randomly locking up black bodies, but because he murdered a teenager. And that's the selected case that the author picks, not me. If she had a better example, I think she would have used it. So it's time for a reckoning on the reckoning. No more woke fantasies, because black lives matter. If black lives matter, prove it. And let's stop having black people die at an accelerated rate. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. But it's the biggest example of leftist policy out there today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. If you're taking the time to watch television and some of the news, you might be some of the Democrats out there, like Hillary Clinton, Adam Schiff, Brian Williams, and the other elite intellectual media personalities and politicians on the left. They have very pessimistic appraisals about the future of democracy. Some are warning about the possible erosion in 2024. Others predict democracy's downturn as early as 2022, with scary scenarios of autocracy and Trump coups. Now, to understand the question, or to try to answer the question, get this. What is behind these shrill forecasts? They're not worried about 2 million foreign nationals crashing the border in a single year without vaccinations during a pandemic. But it does seem insurrectionary for a government simply to nullify its own immigration rules. To me, anyway. They're not worried about some 800,000 foreign nationals, some residing illegally, that will now vote in New York City elections. They're not worried that there are formal efforts underway to dismantle the U.S. Constitution by junking the 233-year-old Electoral College or the preeminence of the states in establishing ballot laws in national elections. They're not worried that we're witnessing an unprecedented left-wing effort to scrap the 180-year-old filibuster, the 150-year-old nine-person Supreme Court, and the 60-year tradition of 50 states for naked political advantage. They're not worried that the Senate this year put on trial an impeached ex-president and private citizen without the Chief Justice in attendance, without a special prosecutor or witness, and without a formal prosecutor or, excuse me, a formal commission report of presidential high crimes and misdemeanors. They're not worried that the FBI, the Justice Department, CIA, Hillary Clinton, and members of the Obama administration systematically sought to use U.S. government agencies to sabotage a presidential campaign, transition, and presidency via the use of foreign national and ex-spy Christopher Steele and his coterie of discredited Russian sources. They're not worried that the Pentagon suddenly has lost the majority support of the American people. Top current and retired officers have flagrantly violated the chain of command, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and without data or evidence have announced a hunt in the ranks for anyone suspected of white rage or white supremacy. They're not worried that in 2020, a record 64% of the electorate did not cast their ballots on Election Day. They're not worried that the usual rejection rate in most states of non-Election Day ballots plunged, even as an unprecedented 101 million ballots were cast by mail or early voting. And they're certainly not worried that partisan billionaires of Silicon Valley poured well over $400 million into selected precincts in swing states to help public agencies conduct the election. All of these things are okay, by the way. They're not only a threat to imaginary democracy that they're always worried about, it's also a threat to the republic, these things that they are allowing to happen. In fact, that they're pushing to happen. So what then is behind the new left-wing hysteria and the looming end of democracy? And it's really quite simple. It's not a big haul, you know. It's not that hard to figure out. They expect to lose power over the next 2 years. Plain and simple. Both because of the way it gained and used it, and because of its radical top-down agendas that never had any political support to begin with. After gaining control of both houses of Congress and the presidency with an obsequious media and the support of Wall Street, Silicon Valley, higher education, popular culture, entertainment, and professional sports, they have managed in just 11 months to alienate a majority of voters. They have red-pilled everybody, thanks. The nation has been racked by unprecedented crime and non-enforcement of the borders. Leftist district attorneys either won't indict criminals, they let them out of jails, or both. Illegal immigration and inflation are soaring. Deliberate cuts in gas and oil production help spike fuel prices. All of this bad news on top of the Afghanistan disaster, worsening racial relations, and an enfeebled president. And still, despite all of that, despite all these things I just told you, you got Biden out there saying, we're going to win. I don't know if that's dementia or delusion. Democrats are running 10 points behind the Republicans in generic polls with the midterms less than a year away. Not because of anything the Republicans have done, by the way. They've tried to hold the line, but they're not doing enough, in my opinion. They need to get into a fighting mindset, which they're still a little ways away from. Joe Biden's negatives run between 50 and 57% in Donald Trump's own former underwater territory. Less than a third of the country wants Biden to run for re-election. In many head-to-head polls, Trump now defeats Biden. So in other words, the leftist elites are terrified that democracy is going to work too robustly. After the Russian collusion hoax and two impeachments, the Hunter Biden laptop stories, the staged melodramas of the Kavanaugh hearings, the juicy Smoulier con, the Cummington kid smear, and the Rittenhouse trial race frenzy, the people are not just worn out by leftist hysteria, they're also sort of tired of how the left gains power and administers it. Now, if Joe Biden were polling at 70% approval and his policies at 60%, the current doomsayers would be reassuring us that the health of the system is in place. They are fearful and angry not because democracy doesn't work. They're angry because it does work, despite their own media and political efforts to warp it. And this is what you get when a party is hijacked by radicals and uses almost any means necessary to gain and use power for agendas that few Americans support. And then average voters express their disapproval. All this reality apparently terrifies an elite. It then claims any system that allows people to vote against the left is not people power at all. Alas. So they're not afraid. You know, what they're afraid of is not that democracy is going away. They're afraid that democracy is going to actually go. It's going to actually work as they say it should, but hate for it to work out that way. And this is my big problem. This is not because the Republicans have done anything or laid out any ground where they say this is what we're going to do. Why aren't the Republicans out there courting minorities? Why aren't they going out there like Trump did and get out there with the Hispanic Americans and the black Americans and looking at them and saying to them, you're not Hispanic Americans in my eyes. You're Americans. Hello, Americans. You should come over to my side. I'm going to do the best I can for you. I don't promise you much. It took a long time to get you here. But we got to start somewhere. Are you in? Say the same thing to black America. But I'm telling you this one thing. All of this divisiveness that has been sowed within the American people today has worked the way the left wanted it to work. Because the one thing that the left and some people on the right are deathly afraid of is for the people to stop looking at each other and to start looking at them. To start realizing that, you know, we're in this together. And that's the only way we can bring it back to actually realize the dream that is the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Republic. That's what they fear the most. That would be one of those things that would transcend politics. If we simply got out there and said to each other, we're Americans, and we're looking at you. That would be a scary day for the left and the right in some cases. Coming up next, it's going to be the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.